اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, respected listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And here we are again with some of our students from Sevier International School, Brother Hussein Rohullah and Fawad Haider and Brother Hassan Nasrullah. And I'm going to say hello to them, inshallah. Then we will be here with you with our next session. So, hello, Hussein Rohullah, how are you doing?
Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Assalamu
alaikum. Fine, sir, how are you?
Thank you so much, alhamdulillah. Fawad Haider?
Fine.
How are you? Alhamdulillah. I'm good. Hassan Nasrullah, how are you?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. So, thank you so much, brothers and sisters, listeners. Thank you so much for joining us. So, today, inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, we'll be working on one of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah and we'll, inshallah, carry on. So, the ayah that, inshallah, today we'll be working on is ayah number 27 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So before we start, let's everyone listen to this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alladhina yanquduna 'ahdallahi min ba'di mithaqihi wa yaqta'una ma amara Allahu bihi an yuqala wa yufsiduna fil ardh.
So, alhamdulillah, we listened to this ayah. Now we'll be reciting all together, inshallah, okay? So, all you need to do, Hussein Rahullah, Fawad, and Hassan, just listen and repeat, okay? Our brothers and sisters who are listening us, they will be repeating as well, okay? Make sure you have your Quran and you listen and practice with us. So, ready? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه.
الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه.
أحسن. Little louder, okay. ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض.
ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. أولئك هم الخاسرون.
أولئك هم الخاسرون.
أحسن. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Look, in this ayah, Allah Almighty is talking about the rebellions, okay? Those who are like the non-believers or those who believe even, okay? But they commit sins, okay? In their lives. So, fasiqin. So Allah Almighty, like in the previous ayah we had, yes, وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. Now, الَّذِينَ means those fasiqeen, okay? Who are they? So, الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ. The fasiqeen, okay? They are those who, what? Who do not care about the covenant that they made with Allah Almighty, the promise that they promised to Allah Almighty, okay? So there are those who do not care about their promises. And those who break the covenant made with Allah. مِن بَعْدِ مِثَاقِهِ, after having pledged it, okay? Solemnly. So it means they have pledged with Allah Almighty many things, okay? That they will, for example, they have pledged that, oh Allah Almighty, we worship you, okay? Yes? So we worship you. So they have promised, like, Allah Almighty, we believe in you, you exist, and you have sent the prophets to guide us, okay? And we will worship you and follow your prophets. Yes? This is, for example, the biggest or the greatest, the covenant between us and Allah Almighty, okay? So those fasiqeen are those kind of people, okay? They have made their promise to Allah Almighty that they will follow, but, okay, they break their covenant. What Allah Almighty has commanded them to do, for example, to keep their relationship with their prophets, to keep their relationship with their, like, imams, to keep their relationship, okay, with what? With their neighbors. But they do not do this. And وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and they cause corruption on the earth, and it is they who are the losers. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. I just want to pinpoint 2-3 points here, okay? The first thing is that this ayah is talking about those who are the losers. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. So what we should do is we have to be very much careful about the covenants, about the promises that we give to someone. We have to stay strong on our words. Otherwise, there will be no difference between us and fasiqeen. God forbid. All right, Hussein?
Yes. Right.
So we should be very much careful. The second point is that ayyu salah, the word ayyu salah, okay, this phrase talks about it. It already commands us, okay, that we have to keep our relationship alive with our family members, our friends, our teachers, our scholars, our imam. The most important one is our imam. All right. So these things are very, very much important, because this relationship that we have with our imam, with our friends, with our scholars, they will help us get to perfection. So now I hope you, inshallah, refer to the tafsir book as well. This much is enough. Let's go to the tajweed rules.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So Hussein Ruhullah, الذين ينقضون. What do you think? What do you think the first rule or tajweed rule is gonna be? الذين ينقضون.
First one is recitation of dhal.
Ah, the way we have to pronounce the letter dhal, you're right. Alladhina, right, Hassan?
Yes.
Alladhina, dhal. Okay, next one.
Ikhfa. Heavy ikhfa.
Ah, heavy ikhfa.
Noon and qaf.
Noon and qaf. Yanquduna, Hassan, mashallah. The pronunciation of the letter dhad as well, right?
Yes.
Alladhina yanquduna. الذين ينقضون. Right, Hussein, can you read this?
الذين ينقضون.
أحسن. فوات. الذين ينقضون. Okay.
الذين ينقضون.
أحسن. حسن, can you try it?
Yes. الذين ينقضون.
أحسن. Thank you. الذين ينقضون. The next one is عهد الله. The pronunciation of the letter
عينن
عهد الله. And how you pronounce the letter لام and the word Allah. عهد الله. We have said this many times. We'll repeat it again, so you should not forget it. When you have the word Allah, you gotta take a look at the the previous letter and the harakat of that letter, okay? Actually, the harakat is important. For example, the word that ends in any letter, okay? What harakat does it end in, okay? And the next word is Allah. The word Allah or Allahumma. Look, da. It ends with dal. On the top of dal, we have?
Sakin.
A fatha. Oh, yes. A fatha, right? And the word Allah starts there. So, whenever, remember, Hassan, Hussein, and Fawad, that if you have a fatha sound before the word Allah, a sound, or u sound, these two sounds, fatha and dhamma, you gotta pronounce the letter lam of the word Allah or the word Allahumma heavily. How? Allah, Allah, Allah. This way. Allah. Ahdallah. Ahdallah. But whenever you have a kasra sound, E, you gotta pronounce it E. Li, li, li. Lightly. Dilla, bismillah. عهد الله بسم الله. Two different ones. قل هو الله. الله الصمد. Right? That's it. If you start from the word Allah or Allahumma, again, you have to pronounce it heavily. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. It's not only in the Quran, okay? You can, wherever you see the word Allah in Arabic. So, that's it. من بعد ميثاقه من بعد من نون ساكين حسين. What is after نون ساكين?
Ba.
Ba, okay. من بعد. So نون ساكين plus ba, what rule is applied for what?
إقلاب.
إقلاب, yes Hassan, إقلاب, great. How do you say this? You gotta, there's a baby meme if you see on the top.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. من بعد, instead of من بعد, you change it to a half kind of meme. من بعد. من بعد ميثاقه. All right, ميثاقه. It is actually, you got to stretch the sound, but when you stop here, just ha changes to a ساكن ha.
Yes.
ميثاقه. من بعد ميثاقه. All right. ويقطعون ما أمر الله. يقطعون قاف قلقلة must be applied. ويقطعون ويقطعون. All right. So, can you say it, Hassan? ويقطعون.
ويقطعون.
Superb. Thank you. For what? ويقطعون.
ويقطعون.
أحسن. أحسن. قلقلة. The normal قلقلة it is. So, ما أمر الله ما. We have ألف مد plus next word starts with همزة. ألف مد, or we have حرف المد plus همزة. So, we need to stretch the sound, but is it wajib? Hassan, is it wajib? Should we stretch the sound for six counts? ما أمر الله به ما.
It's wajib muttasil.
Is it wajib muttasil? Like for what say?
No, no.
No, it's not wajib muttasil. What is it?
Jaiz munfasil.
Jaiz munfasil. Why? Because the harf al mad or mad letter and hamza are not in one word. They are in two separate words. Ma amara. Okay, two words. That's why it's jais. It's jais, okay?
Yes,
you don't
yes,
need
it's jais
to
munfasil.
Stretch it, like, of course, and like you must stretch it for six count. No, it's jais. It's permissible. Ma amara Allah. Two counts, it's enough. Or ما أمر الله به أي صلاة نون ساكن plus ياء إدغام أي صلاة ويفسدون في الأرض. No other rules, okay. أولئك هم الخاسرون. Just خاسرون. When you stop here, you gotta change it to a longer mad. Alright, so thank you so much. That was all about this ayah, the tajweed rules, the short explanation. Inshallah, we hope you have learned many things. Try to practice. See you, inshallah, in the next session. Stay with us, inshallah, okay? We'll be practicing. So, Hussein Rahullah, Fawad Haider, Hassan, let's say goodbye to our friends. Inshallah, we'll see them in the next session, right?
Yes.
So, thanks to Allah Almighty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. See you, inshallah. Walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه